This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Charles Werner. He is the chief of the City of Charlottesville Fire Department, and he joins me with some news. I had talked about this yesterday. Chief, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for fitting me into a really packed show.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm glad you could be here. This is very exciting. Now, tell us now, the steel from the World Trade Center building that was recovered after 9/11, some of that steel is actually coming to Charlottesville to be part of a new fire station. Is that right?
That's correct. They have what's called a 9/11 Memorial Steel Program, where the steel they collected, and after they had selected what was going to go into the new memorial that they're building currently, they had other artifacts that remain. So we applied, and we went up in September 2009 and actually picked a piece of steel, and then the latter part of last year we got word that we were selected as one of the departments that will receive this.
Wow, we're talking with Charles Werner. So where do we know where this was, and is it possible to know where this was in the World Trade Center?
Well, I understand they have a catalog where they've gone through and identified as best they can. And what I understand so far, this was in the North Tower, which collapsed at 10:28 on 9/11, the second tower to collapse. And we'll hopefully get more details once we get up there. But one of the things that's unique about it is it's a long piece of steel, 17 feet long, and it has a starburst at the end where it kind of splits out like a tree. It's bent, it's burnt, it's melted, every little different kind of distinguishing factor you can think. And additionally, it has FDNY painted on it in yellow, like it's been painted by a spray can. And that was used to identify that a body of a firefighter from FDNY was in proximity of the steel.
Oh, my God. We're talking with Charles Werner, of course, the chief of the City of Charlottesville Fire Department. Now, tell us the plans for this. When do we get it here? Just a few weeks, right?
Well, the plans are we'll go up on a delegation. We'll go up on the 25th, and we will get up there the day before because we've got to go early in the morning to get it. We'll meet with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, where we will load the truck and bring it back. It'll actually be back in Charlottesville on the 27th, that morning we're looking at, which will have some type of public reception.
And what are the long-term plans for this steel once it comes to Charlottesville?
Well, what we had hoped, and we weren't sure it was going to work out until we finally got the details, but it's going to go in the entrance foyer of our new Fontaine Fire Station, which, of course, will be on Fontaine Avenue.
Well, and what's the plans for it? What's the latest on that new fire station?
Our plans are that we will begin construction in the fall of this year, and it will be opening sometime around the first quarter of 2013.
Now, will folks be able to see the, will there be a temporary display until it finds its permanent home at the new fire station, until that's completed?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to actually store this in a city warehouse. We're going to pack it up nicely and neatly and keep it safe until we're ready for construction.
Okay.
So the only time that people will be able to see this will be the 27th when we have that public reception at fire headquarters.
And then it goes into storage, and then it will find a permanent home, a display in the foyer of the new Fontaine fire station, which should open, what did you say, 2012?
2013.
Okay,
yep.
There you go. Now, I know this isn't the kind of thing that you just throw in the back of somebody's car. Is the fire department renting a truck, or how does this work?
Well, as we put out in the press release, we have asked the community to come to our aid to help offset any city expense for the steel memorial. And there's three phases of the memorial. First part is transporting the steel home. The second is the mounting in the construction phase. And the third and last will be the finalization of finishing that memorial, whatever's going to be in it with the other finishing elements. So we've got about a $7,500 estimate on the first part. In parts two and three, we don't know what that's going to be yet because we don't know specifically what the construction costs are going to be.
Right. That's part of the construction of the new fire station. But you are reaching out to the community here to help realize this memorial, a very genuine, very real 9/11 memorial here in Charlottesville, part of the World Trade Center.
That's right. And we're going to everybody that donates will be actually put on a list that will be mounted or be part of this permanent memorial in the fire station to show that they helped to contribute toward the memorial. So we're going to personalize this from a standpoint of those people in the community, be it individual, corporation, or whatever, will be recognized for their contributions.
Wow. Now, how can folks donate money to help bring this steel to Charlottesville then?
Well, they can send a check to the Charlottesville Fire Department at the 9/11 Memorial Steel Project at 203 Ridge Street, Charlottesville, Virginia, 22902. If anybody has any questions or other things that they'd like to know about, they can call my battalion chief, Hartman, at 434-531-4826. And again, we're going to make this a very nice event on the 27th, and we'll have more information for you about that as we get closer.
Yeah, we'll be letting folks know about that so they can be out there and see this. Charles Werner is the chief of the City of Charlottesville Fire Department and helping to lead this delegation to bring a part of the World Trade Center here to create a 9/11 memorial in Charlottesville. Charles, thank you so much, Chief. I really appreciate it.
Can I just add one thing?
Yes, absolutely.
The last thing is we want to bring this steel back for three main reasons. One is so that we remember those that died on 9/11, that we memorialize those that risked their lives to save others, made the ultimate sacrifice. And lastly, that we create a sense of community, that we can come together in a way of preparedness and peace.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Chief.
Thank you, as always.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.